Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go
down.
Your night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now.
We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'm a custom place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, better make your ass come on top. I'ma see to work, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been patient. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life, and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This your boy, Cash, chilling as usual. What's good, everybody, on a Tuesday? Y'all know how we do it. Look, Stowe, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on?
Chilling. See, you got my man here. Simon, what's good with you, brother?
What's cracking, Doc?
Chilling. Oh, man. It's been a long day, brother. Long day. Been working all day.
I got some bad. I got some bad news today, man.
You got some bad news about what?
Yeah. Found out one of my friends got dementia.
Anyway. I ain't fucking with you today, man. Oh, man. We wish that brother a speedy recovery.
All right, man. I'll let him know, man. Appreciate that, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate it, too.
Where you been? Looking for the show all last week. Wasn't no show.
Oh, man. Hey, look here. Technical difficulties beyond my control. We couldn't do the show, but we back this week. We back to have some fun. We back to do how we always do.
Okay,
kick back, relax.
I told you not to do that no more.
Hey, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. I'm telling you, it was not me. I was, hey, I couldn't get there. I mean, you know, even Howard Stern's missed the show once or twice.
Once or twice, all right. Your twice is up.
I feel you. I'm back in full swing, y'all. Like I said, just all down, man. All down and out. Had to get myself regrouped. But we back. I don't know how we do.
Okay, all
we
right.
See Janine coming in extremely late as usual.
Excuse me?
I bet she's one of them kids that tried to sneak in in the classroom while the teacher was walking on. Yes, Janine, we know you're late. Go back to the office. I didn't want to be in your class, no way.
And I'm not late.
How the fuck do you keep figuring you not late?
Because it's just time 9:30. The show is starting too early. It's not starting at the right time. It is 9:34.
Know your role and shut your mouth!
Right.
Somebody's clock is off. That's all I'm going to say.
Shit,
your clock somebody.
My time.
So I have somebody.
Somebody's clock is off. Yeah, we know.
Y'all are crazy.
Bobby Clark. Oh, what?
Well, she didn't lie. She told the truth.
Yeah, I know who Clark is on.
Y'all are
mad. All right, y'all. You know, we got to outperform tonight. We're going to have fun. I mean, anything anybody want to talk about, get off their chest. Let's do this. Don't be talking about some, I want to talk about this, talk about that. Because once I start talking about something else, I don't want to hear it. I'm going to be like, nobody want to talk about that.
Okay, I got something.
Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Oh, girl problems. Okay, Cass, Tama, y'all don't know nothing about it. Janine, girl problems. That shit sucks. You know what I'm saying? Umar was just about to get me some and then up out of commission. What the fuck?
Moving on.
That's sad. That is sad. You just don't understand because you don't go through it. Janine understand. I'm sure she do.
So, wait, you said you was getting ready to get you some?
Girl problems, you know, out of commission.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about that. That don't stop me sometimes.
Oh, you know what? Moving on.
I mean, unless it was with another female. Was it a female or a guy?
Oh, it don't even matter.
Oh, well. Yeah. Usually with a guy here, they can't tell the difference.
What you mean? A guy can't tell the difference.
Some men just can't tell the difference. They just think it's extra wet. Especially if you a person that get wet all the time. They just can't tell till you done. Shit, it's done. No, with that, you can't take it back.
Okay, so what you're telling me is that...
what
you're telling me is that y'all be knowing that y'all period is started. Y'all just be like, fuck it. If he ain't going to say nothing, I ain't going to say nothing.
Yeah. We don't know when when it starts, we can see it on the tissue. The tissue be light pink. We know it's getting ready to come down, even if it ain't came down yet.
I would like to say that I have never set anybody up that way.
That's not a setup. That's not a setup.
You know it's coming and you still
doing it. No, I just withheld information.
You didn't ask me.
If you just met somebody, I know that's different, but the person you with should know your cycle time. They know when this should be getting ready to come on anyway.
Oh, let me ask you a question. Do you think that regular sex regulates your menstrual?
I don't know. I ain't never heard that before, but...
I've heard that before. I know the fellas don't want to talk about this, but... Shit, girl problem.
I'm about to go to a motherfucking song in a few minutes.
All right, moving on. I just had to get that off my chest.
That was just really a mood killer.
Yeah, I mean, shit. Just cause I'm out of commission, don't mean my partner can't be happy. Hell, my mouth ain't broke.
Well, see, now you're talking.
That's just selfish, ain't it? That's just selfish. Just selfish.
I don't, you know what, now how is that selfish when, I mean, I think it's selfish for you to be like, well, since I can't get none, you ain't getting nothing.
Well, okay, if I had normal circumstances, that would be true. But my circumstances are not normal, so I have the right to bitch and complain.
I think it's nasty. It's just me personally.
I mean, through Father Time. I should have known you would have said that.
If you know it's coming, you still get down. I think you should tell the dude.
But if you got the right
person, there's a chance that, you know, I might bleed a little bit. And then let him decide if you want to take that chance.
Well, they know it. They know it.
I mean, really? She helped me once, and I was hot. I was mad.
But you know what? But you know what though? Under the right circumstances, like if y'all know what's up, but you know what I'm saying, you got the right setting or whatever, shit, that shit can be euphoric.
Yeah, but you gotta tell me. You know it's coming.
Oh, I'm not talking about the sneaky tip. I'm talking about you already know what it is, but shit, we both feeling it right now. We got to have it, and we got the right circumstances. You know what I'm saying? Where you got shit.
Okay.
Dead and cows and shit like that.
I got to ask, what are the right circumstances?
That's what I was saying. You know what I'm saying? You in the bed and you got towels and shit like that. You at the crib or whatever. You got towels you can put down or whatever. Shit, that can be real euphoric. It really can for both parties. It can be real good sex.
I'm saying no. I can wait. Fuck it. I'll wait.
No, I mean. And that's my whole thing. Why should we have to wait? I mean, hell, like she said, a mouth ain't broke.
The part that's selfish is that you don't care that I can't get enough because you can get some. That's the selfish part. But now, I'm not tripping. If what it is, that's what it is. I'm not saying that it's not fair. I'm just saying it's...
Okay, let's take Father Time for instance. He don't like that. He's totally against that. You just heard him say he gets upset. He gets upset if that situation occurs.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. If I'm Father Time's woman and we at home and I'm feeling it. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Can I finish?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Now, I mean, if you are Father Time's woman and you're at home and you agree with that, and you like, okay, well, you know, I don't get down with that neither. But now, he's feeling a little frisky that night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, is it selfish for him to ask you, can he get some head?
Oh, no, not at all. That's what I'm saying. It's not unfair. I didn't say it was unfair or like, you know what I'm saying, shit, I'm not going to do it. That's not the part that I said was selfish.
Okay, yeah. What part is selfish then?
You weren't listening. I said it's selfish if you don't, you know what I'm saying? You like, well, shit. Okay. It all goes with, okay, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? If I tell you, baby, I'm horny as hell, but I'm out of commission, you know what I'm saying? But I still want to do it. And you like, shit, I want to do it too, but fuck that, just give me some head. That's selfish.
How is that selfish if that ain't what he like? If he ain't into that, you can't say he being selfish. That's
yes,
just not what he like. You
can
say
he's
it, but
being selfish. Exactly.
You can
I can
say,
say
it, but that don't necessarily mean that he's really being selfish.
Hmm.
I have to agree with you, dog. If it's something I'm not into, that does not make me selfish.
Okay, do it
make
me selfish?
Into.
Do it make me selfish if I say, okay, well, if I can't feel it, then you're not getting on
here
either?
That now you're being selfish.
Oh, what is the difference?
But you mean what? The difference is I ain't got no nut off. That's the difference.
Oh, neither did I.
That's not, I didn't create that problem. You got to take that up with Mother Nature.
You
my jaw is broke. I got locked jaw. So what now?
It will be if you start talking like that.
Well, then that you will be the cause of you not getting your dick.
Damn right. You're right. I will be the cause at that point if you're going to get selfish like that. So I got locked jaw. Yes, you do.
Would have sucked your dick, but oh well.
That's just selfish. Just selfish.
Okay, so if you are into that, you know what I'm saying, or like, you know what I'm saying, would you turn it down? Like, if you don't mind, and you do have the right circumstances? I'm just personally, would you turn it down?
Wait a minute, hold on. New caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey.
Hi.
What's up, everybody? Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Who is this? You got to say your name.
This is Mia.
Oh, okay. I'm hard.
I know. I've been a stranger.
He's been a stranger.
Oh, he's been a stranger. Oh, okay. So I don't feel too bad for you.
That's why motherfuckers get kicked off this show the way they do. Motherfuckers don't know when to back their ass down. But nevertheless, you hit the button, Mia, so you chiming in. What you want to say about it?
I just chimed in. What's up? I don't know what y'all talking about.
Oh, Lord.
What are y'all talking about? Fill me in.
The women are being selfish because they feel like if they're on their period or their menstrual, that if they shouldn't have to give up head, and I think that's very selfish.
I did not say that, Mia. I did not say that, first of all.
What'd you say, Miss Pearl?
You used to call me Miss Pimps.
I said Miss Pearl.
I didn't say that I was not giving up head just because I'm on my menstrual. I did not say that. I said that it is selfish for the man to be like, shit, you on your period, just give me some head.
How is that selfish? If that ain't what I do, if I don't get down like that, how is that being selfish? That's what I'm not understanding.
Man, is that selfish of a man?
Wait a minute, hold on before you answer that. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
What's up, what's up?
What up, who is this?
My name is Drew.
Drew, what's happening with you, Big Drew?
Chilling, man, chilling.
Okay, man. We got this topic going on, Drew, and we're trying to figure out, man. Ladies say that we're selfish if we ask for head while they're on their menstrual. I don't see how that's selfish.
I don't see how they're selfish either.
Exactly. Now, Mia, you was about to say, Mia, you was about to answer the question. So,
I don't think she was saying that it's selfish that we didn't do it. I think she was saying selfish ain't really the word I would use as far as the man asking. I think it was probably just kind of rude the way he would probably put it.
Okay, what else do we? Okay, Drew.
Yeah,
since you new to the show, man, I got to ask you.
Okay.
Is it a certain way we supposed to say this?
I mean, me personally, I think if a woman is on her period and if y'all together, she should automatically know that, you know what I'm saying, to take care of her man because she can't take care of him the other way, so that should be automatic.
Drew,
and I do not.
Where you been at all this time? Survey said.
I do not disagree with Drew. Drew, you are absolutely right. You are absolutely right.
All right, so what's the problem?
Go ahead.
We together. We a couple. Well, we in the bed. You know what I'm saying? Okay, Drew, this is the scenario. We a couple. We together.
Right.
Yeah. I'm out of commission, but, you know what I'm saying, I want to feel you. And I'm
right.
Like, you know what, I'm like, baby, shit, you know, we can put some towels down, and you know what I'm saying? If you've ever done it, it can be quite euphoric to both parties. So what I'm saying is, it's like, if you land there and I tell you that, I come to you and I'm like, baby, I want to feel you, you know what I'm saying? And you like, nah, I ain't with that, give me some head. That's weird.
Okay, I feel what you're saying on that tip.
Yeah, but, I don't know. I think Father Time begs to differ with you on that one.
That is rude.
Hey, but I agree with her too though on the part about put the ties down. I mean, if that's my girl, then I mean we cool.
Right. And we at home, so shit, we can just go
right.
We can take a shower as soon as we get finished.
That's
we take
right.
these sheets off the bed, we put these towels in the wash. I mean, shit.
Ain't nobody right. gonna know but me and you. That's it.
Hi.
And truth be told, it feels really, really great.
That's what I'm saying. It can be very.
It sure
good.
Does. Really it feels really, really great. It does. Nice.
Ooh. Wet.
Yes.
Hot.
Man, y'all better
that's
be glad
good.
I ain't got access.
So it is.
Extra hot. Extra warm.
I got a little punch
on about it.
Well, y'all sell it.
I mean, but see, now some of y'all might go too far.
What you mean?
What you mean? Like letting them go down there and
oh,
all that.
Hell no.
Oh no, I would never.
Oh,
I would never.
Hell
do,
no.
I would never see anybody like that. That's just wrong.
Yeah.
Nah,
yeah,
that ain't gonna be like that.
Yeah, we ain't no vampires in this motherfucker.
Fact, this ain't True Blood, motherfucker.
Right. PSA, ladies, if you're going there, you're about to get bitch. You should stop that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to show jump up like this. Do I look like Bill Compton to you? I'm going to be pissed the fuck
off. Oh, that was a good time.
I mean, and then you know that face, you come up with that stupid looking face.
Yep. You damn sure will come up with a stupid face if you go down like it.
Right.
That nigga come up talking about, damn, baby, you taste different.
Very different.
That shit is bad. I would punch you. I would fucking punch you.
Oh, my goodness.
Those shit going to be out of commission for real, because I'm swinging on that punch.
Damn.
I'm not bullshitting you. I come up, I look in the mirror, my face all red, beard all. Oh, no.
But you don't even be like that. During intercourse, the blood flow flows down anyway.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because your lining, the wall of your lining tightens up.
I don't give a
fuck. When you bleed like that, your lining, your muscles, the wall thins out, and that's causing you to bleed, so it tightens up and it contracts, so it slows down.
You sound experienced.
Right, she experiencing this. Yeah, it's real. I know my body. I talk to my doctor. I ask questions. Because
and it does. So the doctor told you to go ahead and let him go down, but don't let him go down too far.
The female body, don't y'all know the pussy is a strong motherfucker? She is, it's bad.
I can hear her calling her boyfriend.
Hello, sucker. I mean, Joe. Can you come over?
Nah, sucker. I mean, I wouldn't have nobody go down like that, but I'm just talking about doing intercourse. You know what I'm saying?
You
ain't going to be just running no river or nothing like that.
I don't matter. But then, and then when the motherfucker come up, y'all have the stupidest face. Ain't no doing that. Motherfucker, don't. If you look
well,
at
you
me,
know, like, you know, she knew it. She got that towel ready for.
Like, right.
Oh, you just got a little something on your. You just got a little something right there. Let me get that.
Let me help you out, baby. Let me help you out. Come here for a bit.
You won't even know.
Look here, y'all.
That's the first time she ever said, "Baby, let me wipe your mouth real quick. Let me wipe your mouth."
Well, you know something.
Look here, y'all. This is Drew's first time. Y'all don't run him off the show.
Oh,
we need this man calling in. Are y'all finna run the man? He can fuck this show. Motherfucking show. Some bitches is sick. Drew, it ain't always like this, man.
Oh, it's just, man. I'm cool.
Welcome to the party, dude. Look, I'm gonna tell
you,
buckle the fuck up.
She said, buckle up.
So how often you gotta be on here?
We on here every Tuesday and Wednesday, brother. Every Tuesday
okay.
and Wednesday.
That's what's up.
And as you can see, y'all, you see anything goes when you call in.
Nah, that's what's up.
You talk about anything from Obama to.
Star Wars. He's talking about
Obama.
He's talking about Obama.
Look.
Not until he gone anyway.
That's what's up.
All right, so Drew, man, I mean, anything you need to get off your chest? Like I said, you first time calling. Anything you want to get off your chest, man? Anything you want to talk about?
Nah, not really.
Hey, listen, really. I'm just calling. Listen to these crazy motherfuckers and these. Hey, Drew, please give us one thing when you tell somebody tomorrow. Just please tell them, damn, you can say any and every motherfucking thing you want. I know you don't get on. These motherfuckers is retarded.
Shit, I'm trying to think of something. And give me a couple minutes. I come back with something.
Oh, trust me. These motherfuckers can find something.
Well, I have a question.
Okay.
So,
okay.
So, say you trying to find a woman for a threesome for you and your guy. Okay.
Oh, that's a good one.
Just
I'm in that
lady.
Situation now. I'm listening.
Okay, and you found a girl. But you know how people put pictures online? They don't. Them pictures are from 10 years ago. You really don't know how the person looks. So you just set some up just to meet them. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like you're going to get down with them or nothing. You just want to meet them to see how they truly look. Because, you know, we all know these pictures can be fake or old and stuff like that.
Right.
Okay, so say you meet a girl. She's like 100 pounds heavier than what her picture said. And she not even cute, okay? What do you do? It's just like, do you be rude and just put your drab off? Or do you be cordial, have a drink with her, and then, you know.
That's what I would do. I'll probably just, you know, have a drink with her. Me and my girl have a drink with her. Cool and everything. And you just tell her, you know, we just want to just play it off. Say, we just wanted to meet and greet. You know what I'm saying? We weren't trying to do anything tonight. And don't ever call no more.
Right. Okay, well, let me tell you what my friend did. My guy, I ain't talked to that bitch. That bitch lied. She lied. She didn't put some old motherfucker pictures. He went to the bar and would not even speak to the girl.
Damn.
Wow. That's cold. But she didn't say that either because if she knew she was wrong putting up old ass pictures or whatever and you in your heyday when you know you ain't even got the hay in your day no more, you need to stop that.
I agree with you. Now, she gonna put up some fake ass pictures of you. I'm pulling off. You walk out the door and you said she 100 pounds bigger than what she was on the picture.
And that's noticeable. I don't give a fuck who you are.
Right.
To each his own, you know, I'm not saying I'm like petite or nothing like that, but, you know.
You picked her because you was looking for a certain type.
Exactly.
You wanted what you wanted.
Exactly.
Okay,
so
now.
What did you say? Or what did your friend say?
I was trying to be cordial to her. I mean, it was awkward because it was just awkward. He left me by myself. I'm trying to have a conversation. And I know she just wasn't our type at all. But I had to try to be cordial and have a drink with her.
Right.
I mean, I understand both sides of you. I mean, shit, you know. But that was like, you know, that was a polite thing to do. But what he said was, that ain't what we was looking for. That ain't what that bitch said. We out of here. He like, fuck that. And I can't blame him. You catfish people. You expect them to stick around. You crazy.
Yeah, that's
right. That was a catfish deal.
Yeah, that's exactly what that was.
Hey Drew, you got a TV or something up? Kind of loud.
Yeah, let me turn it down. I'm watching the basketball game.
Oh, okay. Get a lot of feedback from it, brother. I appreciate it. Thanks. There you go, my man. But, I mean,
I agree that, yeah, she didn't look nothing like her picture and stuff like that. And, yeah, she was wrong for that. But I still was like, okay, I'm just, we're going to get through this and we're going to drop off. It ain't like we had to do no with her, too. I just
did
drop
it.
Huh?
Y'all did get through it. You said he went to the bar. He probably had to have a drink. Oh, ugly bitch.
I mean, because you never know. You never know. The chick could be, you know, she could be cool and too below. You know what I'm saying? So it could, you know what I'm saying, not that she's not a nice person, or it couldn't be maybe a friendship. It just wasn't what they were there for at the time. And, you know what I'm saying? I can understand being cordial with her, because shit, she could have been real cool. You know, somebody you had at least shit, you know, go to the bar with.
No, but let me tell you what he did. He said, oh, I'm about to go try to pick up that girl right there. So he goes try to pick up another girl at the bar.
Oh, shit.
Well, did it work? Did it work? Did he get it?
Shit, sound like a plan to me.
He like, we can reach this motherfucker tonight. We gonna fast something.
So what happened? Shit.
Hey, motherfucker put on his Sunday best to go get me some old booger milk. No. Hell no. Fuck
not
that.
See, I think I would be with him. Like, forget this. You didn't mess my night up. Fuck this. I don't be with that one.
Oh, y'all wild.
I would have been just sitting looking like somebody got to take the lead on this one, because I ain't got nothing to say.
And that would have been me. So, well, look here. You brought her, you keep her.
So he was like, come here for a second. He done introduced me to the other girl. I said, oh, Lord.
Yeah, you see that. Hey, you know what you should have did? You should have told him. This is what I would have did. I'd have went to the table politely, like, hey, you know, just be cool. I'm finna go get a pack of squares. I'll be back.
Oh Lord, there he go with the squares.
Hey, Tammy, you know I don't smoke, so. You know what's up there? I'm going to get a pack of squares. Okay.
Goddamn
time.
And that girl like, ooh, girl, your man just took off. She like, I know. He'll be back. I'm going to text him when I'm ready. Girl,
no,
I'm going to tell
her, hey, you go to the bathroom. You tell her you finna go to the bathroom. Now, I'm finna tell her to tell you I'll be right back. I'm finna go get a pack of squares. You should be outside with the car running.
Okay. That's the plan. We got it.
Tell you right now.
Recognize the G in me, nigga.
I'm not playing.
Nah, he gonna come get me when she went to go order her some chicken. She done went to the thing.
So you got to ask her to go order some chicken.
He didn't want to go order her some chicken. He said, come here for a second. I want you to be. I'm like, oh, my goodness. This is too much going on.
The girl that came back to the table with her chicken like, oh, where'd they go?
Right.
It was she high. She got her chicken. She fuck it. I got some hot sauce.
I'm gonna tell you right now. As soon as she went to go get that chicken, I pulled you to the side, been like, "Yo,
hold up! What is this shit? He ain't on the team. He ain't even a fucking uniform.
Man, he ain't on the team. She ain't on the team. She is not on the team. Fuck that."
But, I mean, you have to meet. I just feel like you got to meet the people. You can't always go by the pictures that they have online. So, I mean, I know it could be for the best or the worst. You know what I'm saying? It could be for good. I don't know. Because sometimes,
I mean,
I kick that country ass to the curb.
Sometimes you see their picture and they actually look cute in person. You see what I'm saying? And you might not like the picture, but sometimes women look good in person. And then sometimes you got those.
Did she look good?
No, she didn't.
Okay, then there you have it.
So, I mean, what, did y'all have, like, interview questions or something? I mean, what, I mean, that's just worse.
Wait, stop it.
I'm like, what's going on?
Stop.
I mean.
Stop. Did she just say y'all had interviews? This motherfucker's going to pull out some index cards. So now.
I'm trying to figure out what this is. Y'all meet them just to see what they look like? I mean, that's it.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm talking to him before that occurs. I'm talking to him.
So when you talk to him the first, I mean, what do you? What's the conversation like?
That's a good question.
You said, what's the conversation like? Yeah. I mean, it's just general conversation, like when you first meet somebody.
Yeah, it all depends on where you meet them at too. If you were looking for a threesome or something, y'all must have met on a website or something like that.
Yeah.
So you already know what the deal is. So, you know, you can go right into the conversation.
But I don't want to go right deep into it because I don't really know
how
she looks.
Right,
you see what I'm
saying?
Right. So, yeah, we can talk about that type of stuff or whatever, but I ain't about to make no promises because
I don't know
how you look.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, see, my thing is be like, hey, how you doing? I'm Cash. You suck dick. I mean, shit, we all here together. I mean, you know. But see, no, we might run into some motherfuckers like Janine's, the one bitch Janine had. You need to go sit down in the motherfucking living room till we finish. Now I got this bitch in the headlock. I got this bitch by the back of her neck. Get up, bitch. Get up. I'm joking.
That was hilarious.
So, I mean, before we even get there,
That's what I'm saying. So you need to know, right? You need to ask questions because they kind of caught y'all off guard, right?
I don't know how that caught her off guard when he's sitting there butt naked with his dick out.
But she told him, you ain't getting in here with us. You go out there until we done. She didn't want him in there.
Okay.
No,
my thing
she knew
is,
it as long as he was watching. He just didn't want she didn't want him to touch.
Yeah,
exactly. But he didn't know that. But he didn't know that up front.
Right. No,
right.
No. Okay. No, he didn't.
Hold on, y'all. We getting a little head out. So I don't think Drew understand what was the scenario that was going on. That Drew?
Yeah.
All right, check this out, brother. You and your girl, y'all find somebody, right?
Right,
y'all,
right.
Now, the old girl, she got, now, your girl done told her. Your girl done told her, well, you know, me and my dude, you know, this is how we get down. And she's game for it.
All right.
Now, let's just say, you know how we are. You know how the fellas are. You know, we want to sit back. We want to watch it a little bit. You know, we got our drink in our hand. You see her licking on your girl. You see your girl licking on her. So now, you like, God damn. Okay, now I done finished my drink. I'm going to crawl up in that motherfucker now.
Right.
As you get... Soon as you get on the bed, the goddamn, you hit a record player. Scrap! You need to go back over there and wait till we finish. Now, this ain't your girl telling you this. This the other bitch. What do you do, Drew?
I mean,
tell me what you do.
I speak from experience. That happened to me before.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, what the fuck did you do?
I mean, I didn't do anything. Basically, all I did was like, okay, because all she wanted was a woman. She wanted to come and be. She didn't want the man. She just wanted to be with the woman.
Okay.
So I just sat back and let my girl do what she did. You know what I'm saying? I just sit back and watch. I mean,
don't that defeat the purpose?
I mean, it does, but, I mean, I wasn't mad because they were putting on a good show, so I just sit back and chill.
Okay.
Well,
Man, do you know? Man, I'd have been all up in there.
You the dog, motherfucker!
Shut your ass up.
Ain't nobody getting one off that night. Fuck.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right this.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm going to tell you soon as she... Yeah, well, you can't get done. I'm getting in that bed, and I'm going to look her dead in the eye and tell her.
You will be a well-fucked bitch when I turn you loose.
Bullshit.
Not Dolomite.
But I am fucking you tonight, bitch. I don't know what you thought you came here for.
I don't know what you thought you came here for, but this is what's about to happen.
For real.
And I done bought drinks and shit like that. I done took motherfucker out to dinner and bought drinks.
Yeah, I'm high. Yeah, I'm ready.
What you thought was going to happen? Whoa,
hold on for a second, man. Now, I remember a while back.
What number next?
When I was going to the party, I was told I can't do that kind of shit. That's the same situation.
You went to a party.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
You went to a party, dog. You remember when we told him about the swingers party that he had to be chosen? And remember he talking about he was finna just walk in, sticking his dick in whoever.
But that's a rule though. I used to give swinger parties. That's a rule. You have to be chosen.
Well, okay. Well, let me ask you then, my man.
Yeah.
The whole purpose of the party is for everybody to fuck, right?
So I should I'm gonna keep it real with you because I had a whole group and everything, man. People paid dues and all that. The whole purpose of the group is just people just to come and have fun. It's not that you come in and just ready to start fucking everybody. No, it's not like that. You have to get the okay from the person that you with, you know what I'm saying, or the person that you're trying to get with. They have to give you the okay. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't get the okay, you can't do that.
Why am I paying dues? Why am I paying dues to come to the party
to meet somebody in case you do. You know what I'm saying? It's really you paying dues just for the party. See, I had to get the hotel room. I had to get all the drinks, all the food, and mm-hmm. I had to get all this stuff together and everything. That's really what you're paying for. You know what I'm saying? It's
and
really
you
a lot of dues.
Watch.
Yeah, you can do that.
You have to get permission to join. You have to get permission to do different stuff.
I didn't have some powerful people in there. I had judges, lawyers, you know, doctors, nurses, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? People like, hey, you ain't going there and just be running out. Hell no. It ain't working like that.
I pay my money to get in just like they do.
See, here you go.
It don't work like that.
You can't just come along. I done paid my trial, because I'm
fucking them.
He trying to do this like it's a quarter party at Cooley High. Here's my quarter. I'm coming in. You can't do that.
Nah.
But the way we had it set up
is like everybody was cool though. You know what I'm saying? Like my group, everybody was cool. You know, we didn't just do anything at the parties. Like we hang out outside the group. You know what I'm saying? Like we went bowling, we went to dip clubs and stuff. So everybody mm-hmm. knew everybody. You know what I'm saying? So that means when we got to the party, it was cool. It wasn't no, because everybody knew everybody. It was comfortable with everybody.
So where y'all located?
I'm in Indianapolis.
Because I haven't found not one place yet. We had them all over in Chicago, so.
Oh, that's where you were in Shy?
Yeah, I was in the Shy when I was doing it. Mm.
Oh, okay.
You still do your parties, man?
No, I was doing that when I was in Mississippi. I didn't move back home now. I'm in Indianapolis.
So he had to leave.
Yeah.
This country life too much for you. I got to move you back to the city.
Oh, that's a mess.
Hey, but I do got a question, though.
What's up?
Okay, check this out. This is for, like, really, like, the ladies, you know what I'm saying? When you're in a relationship and your girl hits you with, she wants to do a threesome, right? Okay. Is it more comfortable if she picks the woman out or you do it?
Well, I guess y'all want me. Y'all waiting on me to answer.
Yeah, you're serious, mostly.
Wait a minute.
Right.
Hold on. Before you even answer that, let me answer that. Look here, bro. You can't go wrong without her, letting her pick.
That's what I said.
Because the first thing going to happen is, well, where you meet her at?
Yeah. Did you fuck her? Did you do that?
So
did
you? Right. Now, if you got somebody that's confident,
and
that's
his
that's
point
that's
of view. He asked.
Oh, can I fit? Damn, you was late to the show. Now you just want to cut people off.
Oh,
no, what I'm saying. Now, if your woman is comfortable with the thing, and you know she like, well, yeah, you need to pick somebody, then that's different. But if she a newbie to it, let her, and she
is a newbie.
Because that's the first thing on cover. Oh, so where you be that? Well, I think that might backfire though. I think that can backfire on you. Cause she gonna pick a motherfucker that's beneath her.
No, she's not. She's not going to pick somebody who's necessarily beneath her. She's going to pick somebody who's her man's type, but he ain't here to leave home for.
I don't think it matters. If she's a bad bitch, don't take her clout away from her. My thing is here, I found a girl, she look like my twin. We look like we could be twins. They look like he had two of the same person with her. But I mean, I found girls that I thought was prettier than me. So to me, it don't matter. I just, whoever I felt was, who looked good and who kept themselves up, who looked like my type and his type. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
As long as they were our type, then, you know, it was, as long as they were down, it was fine with me.
But it's always
you with her, so she know what you like.
But what I'm saying though is the female pick, that means she's more comfortable if she chose the girl.
I'm different because I'm more experienced, so that type of stuff don't bother me. I did pick a lot of the girls because he was the newbie. You see what I'm saying? He knew how to approach women to even get them to want to do it. You see what I'm saying?
And then
when I gave him the opportunity to try, of course, you know, he found some old crazy bitch, but that's all right. You know what I mean?
Hold on, y'all. We got Miss Pimp on the line. Miss Pimp?
Yeah, man.
What's up, man?
Hey.
Hey, look at Sora. Hi, honey. This should be the Janine show.
Well, it ain't, goddamn it.
Still is hurt.
I'm all my questions. She is the floor expert. I love
okay,
it.
But, check this out. Part two of that question now. I'm the man, the experienced one, right? So how would you, if she ain't never did it before, you know, how would you break that in? I mean, how do you really know if she really wants to be with another woman, or lick her pussy, or do this, or do that? You know what I'm saying?
So she's never did it before?
No, but she the one that brought it to the man. But she ain't never did it before, so how would you do that?
Well, you first of all, you don't want to start with somebody that's inexperienced, and she's inexperienced too. So whoever you get, make sure they're experienced and that they're going to do her right. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Because you don't want somebody just getting down there, don't know what the fuck they're doing, and she'd be like, oh, what is this? You see what I'm saying? You want somebody that's good, that's going to get the shit out of her pussy, and she's going to want it again and again. You see what I'm saying? But, you know, don't be getting these old, I'm going to try this shit and all that. Now you need to start with somebody experienced, because she gets experience. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Man,
so
Doctor, you're about to have a heart attack.
So the woman, the one that you find, she experienced, do my girl lick her back, or she just received the whole time?
If she good, she gonna wanna lick. She's going to want to do everything that partakes with the threesome. She's going to partake in everything that comes with doing a threesome.
Normally, I don't lick pussy, but girl, bend
over. Oh, shit.
Now, y'all want to talk about some euphoric. Like, let the man keep licking some pussy and you can just get all off into it. He's like, oh, my bitch is
good. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look at my bitch. I'm going to tell you right now, you're not his woman. I'm going to tell you, at that moment, you're not his woman. Look at my bitch go. My bitch a bad bitch. Yeah, I did that to you. Yeah, I showed her how to do that. Yeah. Are you still in my mood, baby? You still in my mood?
Well, you got just like me, boy.
Get it, baby. Get that bitch, baby. Don't take it personal. Get that bitch, baby.
That's what's up.
Just saying.
All right, I got a question for y'all.
What's up?
All right, so say you with your girl, you haven't been together. Okay, whatever. Like, say for instance, it's a new relationship. All right, so y'all know y'all talk about threesome and whatever, but you have never given her oral sex. So how should she feel about you giving the threesome girl oral sex? Like, how do that work? Or would you, if you've never been down on your girl, would you go down on the girl in the threesome?
I wouldn't do that. I can see your face soon as I come up.
Yeah.
Shit, by the time you come up, your clothes sitting at the door. That's what's about to happen.
Right. Shit, already outside.
As soon as you come up, your shit already packed.
You just lick this bitch.
And ain't even lick mine. Oh, hell.
I mean, but it's still a new relationship. Let's say that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't really done shit. A whole lot of nothing together yet.
I mean, but I understand that, but still, I mean, I'm at least trying to have a relationship with you. I mean, how can you just get an outsider coming in and then lick her and you ain't even try to even ask me?
Well, I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna say.
Sorry, I was distracted by that fine motherfucker right there.
My bad, man.
It's expected because you're trying to impress the other woman. You know what I'm saying? So, to me, that turns me on to see them all together. He's just going all out the way.
I understand what you're saying, but I think a lot of these women they really thinking like
she.
Okay, hold on, wait a minute, Mia. Mia, you've been quiet. What you think?
I don't know. I'm inexperienced in all of that, so I'm just sucking it all in. I'm learning.
No, I'm saying that. Let's just say we hypothetically speaking, you, your man, y'all just met. He ain't really went down on you. Y'all fucked him around. Fuck, we gonna do this little threesome thing. He just down there just. He going to town on her ass. As the kids say, you gonna feel some type of way.
And he ain't never went down on me.
No.
Yeah, I'm up there motherfucking his forehead like, what the hell?
Your shit is packed already. You've been down there 20 minutes. She got all your shit packed.
He said, wait a minute.
You about to get thumped
on the forehead. What the fuck are you doing?
Did you forget where home was at, nigga? Just say that.
But baby, I'm trying to get her to come back. I'm trying to get her to stay. You know, I'm trying to get this to be a routine thing.
Yeah, well, you must don't want me to be a part of it then.
Nah, I'll be like, okay, you go ahead and finish. I'll be back. I'm going to get some cigarettes.
Bring it back to New York.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
That's bad. I mean,
yeah,
damn.
Crazy.
I wouldn't even do it, man. That wouldn't even be worth the headache. I would have to do my girl
off
first.
I wouldn't either. Yeah, I would have to hit my girl off first. I would actually have to get the green light from her. Hey, you okay with this, baby? You so, you know, that's a sensitive area with a lot of women. You know, they'd be like, all right, motherfucker, I'll let you fuck it, but you ain't let you fuck it. Especially when
man,
you think
what's
you
up with the background?
I think you still watching the game.
Nah, I didn't cut that off.
Oh. Sound like somebody driving. Now, can you imagine after you done did that? You damn, baby. And that's all it takes is that one argument. You really think you finna kiss me? You done licked that bitch? I don't think.
Hey, it's probably a nigga out there who, you know what I'm saying, who wouldn't care. That's why I asked the question. Because, shit, you got some people out here that just don't give a fuck. Like, fuck it. Fuck it.
I wouldn't do my girl like, I wouldn't disrespect her like that. I think that's disrespectful. Mm-hmm. I ain't never done her, but I'm going to do a complete stranger. She ain't having that shit. Soon
yeah,
as
you put
like
right.
Going down there, she's going to be looking at you like, excuse me.
She said she was going to thump his ass on the forehead.
That's the fucked up part is getting thumped on the forehead.
Right. That's going to get your attention. That's what's going to get your attention. Hey. Snap out of it. What the fuck?
Okay, I got a question. What if your woman, this is for the guys, what if your woman don't ever want you to go down on her? She's like, oh, I'm cool. Every time, you know, you want to go down. No, I'm cool. You fine. Or whatever, you ain't got to do it. But so does she do a threesome. She wants the woman to go down on it and be acting like she loving it.
Oh, so you just didn't like me doing shit, huh?
Everybody ain't able. Is that how y'all would feel?
Hell, fuck it. Hey, that's work for me.
I don't have no problem with shit. I ain't got to do it. Fuck it. I'm cool.
That'll hurt your whole little pride.
It would. Oh, I'll be crushed. Like, damn, my shit ain't shit.
Say, my tongue game ain't shit. This motherfucker got killing her. Like, that's enough, bitch. That is
a woman doing it.
Hey, bitch, that's enough. I said get up.
Fuck it, just take notes. That's how you like it, okay.
Well, what's going on, I think, a lot.
Fucking with Father Time. Her bags is already packed. You know what? Get your shit. You got to go.
Goddamn right. How you going to enjoy her more than you enjoy me? Get the fuck off me.
Yeah.
Now, go ahead. Y'all go ahead. Have a good time.
Drew, you back, man?
Yeah, I'm back.
Man.
Yeah, I hit the button, wrong button.
These motherfuckers crazy on here.
Wow. Yeah, but my answer to that last question, if she like her doing it and don't want you to do it, I think she might be on the lesbian side. Real
talk. Oh, that's gotta be a lesbian.
I mean, if you don't want no man, if you don't want no man to make you, you just want a woman. Shit, all right.
It's not so much a man. It's probably the man.
Ah, okay. You didn't say it like that. It might be the man.
That's fine. It could be me, but I'm going to be single like a motherfucker after that night. Go ahead and be with her.
I'm fucking before I leave out, though. I'm telling you that. You know what, y'all?
Man, my feelings would be hurt. I would be crushed.
I sign. I'm gonna cry the whole time I'm stroking. Y'all just ain't right. Well, bend over. Yeah, put your leg right here. Y'all, man, fuck y'all. I'm scared. I'm still fucking.
It's crazy.
Boy, I can see that motherfucker. Oh, I can see Father Time now. She just yelling. Oh, oh. Father Time now.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
I mean, somebody, man, what can you say? What would you say? You know what I'm saying? What would the woman say to her man after experiencing it? She hollering like a motherfucker. It's over with. It's the next day. What the fuck can you say to him?
I mean, nothing.
Brian, I bet she ain't fucking. She ain't fucking better than me. That's the goddamn show.
Hey, I done seen something that can, though.
Man,
no,
Drew. No,
man,
Drew.
I
they cannot.
Female
they
going,
cannot.
Hell, nigga.
What can they do? They ain't got no dick. How can they?
I mean, that's true. Hey, I agree, but I'm just telling you, man. I didn't see something.
What,
female
strap on?
Yeah.
All they doing is working out. That's a workout.
I mean, hey, and they work it out good too.
Man, I'll punch that bitch. Move her. Doing nothing but making noise. And you shut the fuck up. Like, you. Shut your ass down. No,
Hey, I got something, too, to piggyback on all that. Like, when I had my little group, one of the main rules that the couples had when they came in there is that they couldn't do no kissing. You know, so they can do everything else, eat pussy, suck dick and all that, but they just couldn't do no kissing. You know what I'm saying? They couldn't kiss the other man or the other woman. You know what I'm saying? How y'all feel about that? I mean, if it's part of sex, I mean, it should be all that. But they said that was real passionate. You know what I'm saying? They didn't want to do no kissing. So what y'all feel about that?
I like that rule.
I do, too.
That's a good rule.
Yeah. Because if I'm hitting her
and I'm watching the other shit so quick and then she come on and try to kiss me, I'm like, whoa. ain't no kissing, that's against the rules.
Yeah.
You know what, me, I'ma tell you, as crazy as it sounds, you know, you can fuck 100 motherfuckers and wear rubber and it's so impersonal. It really is. You can fuck 10 people in a day wearing rubber is, like, impersonal. But your mouth is, for me, my mouth is my most sacred part of my body.
Right.
It's open. And so, hell no, that kissy, mm-mm.
Yeah, so I'm the same way.
Hold on. You said your mouth is what?
It's the most sacred part of my body.
I don't know, cause I seen that picture. And
Paul, there was the biggest titties that a nigga ever saw. I said, damn.
I'm just saying, them titties is humongous. So no. Okay, I quit. I just ain't played that sound. You ain't been on here so long for me to play the sound, like, so I she like, you motherfucker. And I understand that. I mean, you know, I mean, you're not gonna kiss everybody. You really gotta have some type of. I think when it comes to kissing, I do think that's like a personal thing. You gotta really like somebody to kiss.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, seriously. I mean, think about it. I had sex with motherfuckers and be like, "Man, this motherfucker ain't kiss." I mean, the motherfucker might reach up like they finna kiss you. You turn your head to the side, or you put your head down on the pillow. You raise up real high so she can't get you. No.
I mean, but my thing is, because everybody hygiene ain't the same. I mean, they might take care of this shit. Somebody breath might stink. I ain't fuck that. I ain't trying to do all that.
So I was playing, if you kiss the motherfucker, you'd be like, shit. That's a real personal thing.
Yeah, because to me, kissing, man, it leads to deep emotions, and I ain't trying to do all that.
I can understand that. I understand that.
I'm just keeping it real. You fucking girl, y'all never kissed. I mean, you good. You can break that shit out. But if you fucking a motherfucker and kiss him at the same time, oh, hell no. Nah. That's that passionate shit.
Yeah, that make a motherfucker be talking about. Nah. You know we go together. What? We go together. We go together. Yeah, he kissed the shit out of me. I'm just saying, I think that go for men and women. I mean, you're not gonna kiss everybody that you meet.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and I'm pretty sure y'all done fucked the problem up, motherfucker. Just give it to me doggy style, that way I ain't even gotta turn around and kiss your ugly ass. You know, come on now. I mean, all women that kiss Mia, you kiss every guy you fuck?
No. Hell no.
See, you turned around, let him hit it from the back. Fuck it, I ain't got to kiss you. I ain't even got to look at you.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to do all the kissing. Everybody don't get kissed.
And that's what I'm saying, so. Okay, and this one is for the ladies. Ladies, I mean, and I know y'all, everybody done did it, but now I gotta ask the ladies. I know y'all all done fucked one ugly dude. I mean, what the fuck did y'all look at? I mean,
no, I haven't.
So, oh, motherfucker, everybody ain't been no 10 you done fucked, man. Come on, man.
No, I haven't.
It's some threes in that motherfucker. In your whole lifetime, it's some threes.
I think could differ. Go ahead. No.
Okay. Well, we ain't talking to you tonight. We too well, talking.
Don't talk to me, then.
I kill you. Everybody.
I ain't trying to be looking at no ugly motherfucker. I don't talk to ugly motherfuckers.
Okay.
No.
Everybody ain't no Tyson Beffer, motherfucker. Don't stop acting like everybody you the fuck is. Okay, well, to the people that done fucked the three maybe once or twice, I mean, do you actually be like, damn, this ugly motherfucker, I mean, do y'all actually think about, like, okay, I'm just going to put another face on this motherfucker's body and just close my eyes and think about somebody else?
You talking to the women or men?
Yeah, I'm talking to the women.
Everybody
that said they did that is wrong on so many levels.
No, I can say honestly, I didn't like put another face on them. You know, you just close your eyes, and just go with the flow. Cause that's just like ridiculous, stupid, ridiculous.
So see, now I'm being fooled. So if I'm hitting her and her eyes closed, she might be thinking about something else. I think I'm doing something. That's some bullshit, man. You learn a lot of shit fucking around with people, boy, I swear.
Well, you look here, man. If she opened her eyes and closed them real tight real quick, then you know she thinking about somebody else.
That's fucked up.
I think I'm doing something.
I don't understand the question because I might not have been with tens all the time, but it was something about them that I liked. To me, it didn't matter what other people felt. You know what I'm saying? They might not have thought they was cute. You see what I'm saying? But it was something about them to me that I was attracted to. So anybody I fucked was not somebody, I'm not looking at you. I would never fuck anybody where I looked at them and didn't think, you know what I'm saying, that they were attractive. They were attractive to me.
Okay, well, I understand that, but I'd be lying if I say shit. Janet Jackson didn't go across my mind a couple of times.
But see, that's the difference there. I think men and women, we ain't just chasing no dick just because it's dick. We ain't doing all that. At least
don't you feel like thinking
I ran across no
someone you're not in.
Does that.
Okay. This okay. Now, let's say this motherfucker 12 inches, it ain't he thick? But this motherfucker look like Shabba Ranks. You're
no.
Fucking him.
No.
Built like a from the neck down, he built like a goddess. But neck up, he look like Shabba Ranks.
Been there, done that.
No, and I had the opportunity, and I said no. And my girl wanted to do a threesome with him. Hell no, nah, bitch. I don't care if you put the fucking pillowcase over that motherfucker's head. I feel I done seen him already. The image is etched in my head. No.
Okay, now wait a minute. Who just said they've been there and done that?
That's me. That's what I was saying, man. You know, this dude is ugly as sin. But he was, like, for real, just, like, in love with me. So it wasn't that it was a pity fuck. The sex was off the Richter scale. You know what I'm saying? I cannot take that shit from him. In a situation like that, you close your eyes. You know what I'm saying? Because the nut is going to be extraordinary. You know what I mean? Without question or fail, bringing it every time. Laying demos down like you read about. So it all that goes out the window. Because ultimately, you're looking for that nut.
And that ain't fair to them, because one mess up, they can fuck up one time. Oh, no, you know, you was only in because of your dick.
Man,
well, I really didn't want to be with you anyway.
I ain't going to beat your ugly ass no way. All you can do is fuck. What?
Mm-hmm.
What you say, bitch? All you can fuck.
I mean, this he's nice and all that, because, like I said, dude was just, like, in love with me, you know? So, it I guess it wouldn't matter how the hell I treated him, because, shit, he, as long as he was giving some ass, he was, like, the happiest person in the world. You know what I mean? So, I mean, he's cool, but shit, he's nobody that would make my dude. Not because of his looks. I'm not a shallow individual. It's not that at all, you know. I just wasn't feeling how he was feeling, but the sex was ridiculous.
Man, I sure hope don't nobody be the. I sure hope I ain't got no pity fucks. I probably did when I was younger, though, because I was so damn skinny. I am get this little boy some pussy.
Poor guy.
Just,
I mean,
yeah,
I'm sure
he
you
just look
you
like
to do somebody.
You say what?
I'm sure you was something to do for somebody.
Okay, well, fuck it. As long as they enjoyed it. I'm just saying. I know. I was real skinny when I was little.
Yeah.
I know they. But let me go and get the little boy some pussy. Yeah, go ahead, get the little boy some pussy. as soon as I walk away, that's okay. I fucked you.
Mm-mm.
I ain't mad. I only fucked you because you look like you wanted. You needed some. I did. Thank you. Oh, my whole fucking purpose talking to you. Shit, you did. You ain't do nothing but help me out, motherfucker. I'm just saying. I mean, what about? Okay, what about you, Tyman? You ever think you was a pity fuck?
Hell yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure somebody threw some pity my way.
I mean, you know,
if you don't know what it is, you really can't get mad about it. I didn't know what it was.
Come on,
you know,
baby.
I mean?
Just come on to the back room. Okay.
Right, sure. I mean, I fucked you. You can't never say I didn't.
Well, I think old girl with them five strokes, she probably regretted you, though.
Yeah, but I still fucked her, though. I consider fucking. She may not have thought it, but I thought it was.
Say
by
the time she said,
man,
is
I was
it all
stopped that day. Yeah, I kind of did her wrong, man. I wish I could apologize to her. That shit was fire. I ain't gonna even lie. That shit was, but shit, man. A kid was knocking at the door, man, and you know, girl could walk in at any time. I was under a lot of stress, man. That's my story, and I'm sticking with it.
So yeah, if you had a chance to redeem, I mean, if you wasn't married, if you had a chance to redeem yourself, would you go for it?
If she would let me, I would, man. If she would let me. She probably wouldn't let me, though. You know, I probably scarred her ass for a while. She probably ain't fucking with dudes after that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, you did it.
I'm pretty sure she was.
Yeah, I know she was pretty hot, man, but... I mean, hey, it was a bad situation. She was fine as hell, though. Just a bad situation at the time. But I definitely would apologize to her. I really would. That shit was fucked up.
I guess. I ain't apologizing for shit. You only gave me 30 seconds. Oh, well.
No, man. No, that shit was bad, dude. That shit was bad, man. I would have to apologize. I'd write a fucking poem.
Not a poem.
I'd write down some Lenny Williams lyrics and give it to her, man.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I came too soon. Sorry, boo. That's all you gotta be. He said it was good. Yeah, I did.
Oh, my goodness.
But I'm saying, they go your poem right there. I mean, shit, I wouldn't feel too remorseful about it. Fuck it. Shit, it happened. I'm pretty sure in porno stars, they got to be like, cut. He came too soon. Fluffer. Bring out the fluffer.
Did you say fluffer?
Yeah, that gotta be a hell of a job to be the fluffer. Shit, God damn, that gotta be the worst job in the world. A
look, can you get him hard again? Okay, that's what we need to
all
do.
Right, yeah, look here, baby, we need him hard within the next 20 minutes. What? Right, we need him hard. We need him hard for this next thing. Come on now, chop chop. He just died. Going to town.
Oh, fine.
He ain't paying attention to what. I mean, really, think about it. A fluffer? You like, how many dicks did this motherfucker that sucked or did whatever the shit it did just to get this motherfucker back hard?
Oh, my stomach hurts.
He on the phone talking to his accountant.
He ain't got no sense.
I'm not think about it.
Imagine.
He on the phone talking to his accountant. Well, damn, baby, could you hurry up, please? Right, he's not even paying. Cause, I mean, think about it. There's nothing there. He's not. Because, I mean, damn, you just fluff. I just imagine.
Pills or something for that. Don't they take medicine or something?
They still got fluffers.
Yep. Sure. All they do.
Yeah.
That's a real thing. That is a real thing.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
That's
a real profession.
Yes. Unless you just like sucking dick. You just got this sucking dick fetish. Fluffers.
Oh.
Front and center. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
God.
Hi. What
kind of benefits is they giving me? I had to go to the dentist 6 times last year. Goddamn shit. I mean, you couldn't. I mean, think about it. A fluffer? Then you know, of course, you ain't going to try to suck every day. Some days you're going to be just trying to grab. He on the phone talking. Yeah. Wait a minute. Hold on. Bitch, what are you doing? Get it right. Get it right. Hey, Jimmy, this fluffer's not working. She's not working. Hey, you calling this the worst
fluffer? They got their own personal fluffer. They got their fine fluffers.
I mean, hell, ain't that even worse? Shit. You come to work knowing you. I mean, hell, you damn near prostitute. Just that. You come to work knowing you finna suck dick? Yeah, girl. Oh, shit. I got to do a double today. A double.
69. Damn.
I cannot stand him. Got to do a double.
Oh,
yeah, girl. I got to do a double today.
Oh, God.
So they have better benefits next week because this ain't working.
Oh, my good. Look, I seen my lineup, girl. Shit, I got 4 dicks, 2 pussies, and some
right. Right. I got a fucked up lineup this week. It's worse than the
right.
CNA. Oh, goddamn. I got a fucked up lineup this week.
And this bitch over here, she get the small dicks, and I get the big dicks, and I don't even get paid
right.
as much as she do. Think that's some bullshit.
Right. Last week, this bitch didn't choke me 3 times. Shit. Oh, Lord, I hate doing Dirk Diggler. This some bitch is hitting me too goddamn well.
Oh shit! Fuck! Damn it! I've got 3 gangbangs today. Damn it! Fuck!
Right.
That's fucked up.
Cut! Cut! He came too quick. Lover.
She is taking everywhere. I need to get all 6 of them rock hard in the next
right.
hour. Shit.
I need him ready in 8 minutes.
8 minutes.
And I mean, because see, that's just like me. I say something crash to the bitch, like, come on, it's not going to suck itself. Let's go. I mean, that got to be one of the most demeaning jobs of all time.
Director talks about, yes, 8 minutes. We're going to lose sunlight. Get down there. Get it done.
I'm just saying.
That
is, man.
Mm-mm. Oh, my gosh.
You just sitting there. I mean, you don't even get dressed for the job no more. You just come in with baseball cap on, T-shirt. Yeah.
Turn the head to the back and get busy.
Right, you need to turn your head to the back. Oh, I can't work like this, Jimmy. I can't work like this. This fucking on this. She's not even turning me on.
Oh, my goodness. I can't stand it.
You know what? I'm going to Google that fluffer. So I'm really going to Google and see how much they make an hour.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I mean, how much
let me know because I'm interested in knowing that because that's crazy.
You know,
I didn't know that was a real job. Some men don't, you know. Some men, you know, like okay, I don't know. What if it's fetish, some type of fetish or something? So you know, maybe there's something in particular that gets that man off because you know some of them actors they don't if they acting they ain't gotta be attracted to each other. That's what they there to do. They there to so. What if, you know what I'm saying, like we were just talking about, he or she is butt booty ass ugly, you know what I'm saying? But shit, that's what they get paid for. I mean, so the fluff girl, you know, maybe she, you know, maybe she got something that the actress ain't got. But the actress might have the assets that the fluff girl don't got. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Maybe it's some kind of balance or some shit.
Fuck that.
I'm trying to help the poor fluff girl out, okay? I'm trying to give her some benefits.
Maybe fluff girl got some bad wounds and bullet holes.
Oh,
well, well,
hold on, y'all. The lowest paid position for a fluffer is $20,000 a year.
So she don't make a whole lot more than hell. Who? You said
that's
the lowest?
That's the lowest that a fluffer makes, $20,000 a year. I mean, it's
that's
not like
fast food.
Right. It's
that's
not longer like
than thousand working at White Castle.
That ain't enough.
I mean, you think about it, you might have a good day where you only got to suck one dick after the whole day.
Okay. That still ain't enough.
You can suck the phone, but you can suck a same person's dick. They might pay your rent and every damn thing. Yeah, shit.
No, now hold on. Now it says a fluffer is the. Oh, they said that's the lowest paid position. Salary range from 150 to 20,000, depending on the, how well the film does. I mean, so.
I also talk to the field.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't, I mean, damn, you be
so
like.
What's they, so what's their job duties? Does it say that?
Let's just say it's pretty self-explanatory.
You
know what, though? I'm pretty sure most of those females do that. I'm pretty sure most of those females do that to break into the industry. You know what I mean? They got to start somewhere.
That's a good point. Yeah.
I mean, just imagine you like, I done sucked this nigga dick 17 times and this movie didn't sell shit. Oh, what you tell me? I'm not getting paid.
That's almost like being a stunt double or something.
It's pretty much, but I think I'd rather be a stunt double unless I was. I'm gonna go for the stunt double.
The stunt double gets fucked up.
Some things I'd rather just take my chances on. Getting fucked up is one of them. You gonna tell me I only get $150? I done sucked this dick 17 times during the making of this movie, and I only get $150?
Hey, some women don't even get. Some women do it for free, so at least you're getting paid for it.
That's crazy.
Nah, I'd be like, look here, y'all going to pay her. Cause
so is that, I mean, but that could be like, depending on how long it takes to take one movie, could be, what, 30 minutes, an hour or something? That's like $150 for an hour, 30 minutes or something. I mean, it depends on how you got to look at it.
Well, I mean, shit, according to this, is that they're in big demand. Fluffers are in big demand. Some people willing to pay $35 an hour.
Mm-mm.
With the extra $200 bonus per day. Just close your eyes and hold on.
That's what it say? Hell no.
Just close your eyes and hold on. How to survive as a fluffer. Well, that's a hell of a thing to put on your goddamn resume. What are you doing for the past 5 years? Nothing. I just feel like nothing. I went to shit.
I was working with my hands. I wouldn't put that shit on no resume. I just ate pussy all day. You know what I mean? I mean, do they got male fluffers?
I would assume. I mean, hell, you think about it. They do gay porn, so they still got to have male fluffers for them, too.
Didn't even think about that. There you have it. There you fucking have it.
I mean, I'm just saying, you got to imagine shit, you know. Somebody got to do it. But somebody got to do it. Hold on, we got a new call for the show.
Johnny, Leroy's limp again. Get your ass over here.
We got a new caller. What's happening?
Hey, how are you?
I'm all right. Who's this?
My name is Kyla. I'm new to the show. Trying to see what y'all are talking about.
Oh, what's happening? We talking about, okay, Kyla. We were talking about some fucked up jobs, and I don't know. Liquor Store got talking about she wanted to be a fluffer. So.
And what the hell is a fluffer?
A fluff? Oh, damn, you don't. Well, you and me must hang together.
Whatever.
A fluffer is the lowest paid person in the porno industry. they got to make sure they keep the dicks hard. And, I mean, if it's a guy, I guess he got to keep the pussies wet. I don't know. I don't know what exactly the guy do. But we were trying to figure what's the salary for a fluffer. So we just found out that the fluffer only makes $150. So we were just thinking that had to be a terrible life.
$150 per what? Episode?
It all depends how good the movie do. Now, if the movie sucks, you probably only get $150. But if the movie do great, you can make up to $20,000.
Oh.
So, I mean,
per movie?
Huh?
$20,000 per movie?
Nah, motherfucker, you just get $20,000 for that. Yeah, I mean, if the movie did good, you get the $20,000. But other than that, you, shit, motherfucker, like, shit. You hit your little $150.
Well, now, wait a minute. You said up to $20,000 a year?
No,
That's what I thought he said. $20,000 a year.
Well, yeah. Some makes $20,000 a year, but they said some can make like up to $20,000 if the movie did great.
A rip.
Yeah, like if Ray J had a fluffer, a motherfucker, he'd have got paid. Ray J make $100,000 every 3 months off Kim Kardashian.
Wow. That's deep.
I mean, shit, I'm just saying. I guess.
I saw that movie, man. I actually saw that one. I didn't get to see the Love and Hip Hop one. But the Love and Hip Hop was supposed to outsold the Ray J one.
Nah, it didn't. They said it today.
No, I don't think so.
Ray J didn't pass Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson.
Damn.
I know he be glad every time that bitch get naked. Every time he made $300,000 the last week. Just off the video. I need to fuck somebody famous, shit. I'm just saying, come on, think about it. If you fuck somebody famous, you get the tape out like that. Come on.
I would sell that motherfucker. I'll leak you like a motherfucker.
I know
I'm
you
just like an old boy from Love and Hip Hop, man. I'm gonna leak that shit. Fuck it. He did it. He leaked that motherfucker. You can't tell me he didn't. I would leak it. I ain't lying. I'll leak it like a motherfucker.
You know the fucked up part is I could actually see this motherfucker going through my DVDs. He got one in here somewhere. That bingo got it.
I'm gonna leak me some shit. I'm getting paid.
Hey. I'd be on top of the world, like, oh yeah, I'm doing these interviews and what? Your sex tape just been leaked. My sex tape? Where this sex tape come from? Like, wait a minute, that's my own personal stash. How in the heck? Goddamn Father Time. And leaked
to
my
be honest,
shit.
I think she had something to do with the leaking too, though.
Because
she was just too Mimi. She was just too nonchalant about it, like. I think she had something to do with it too.
Oh come on, that tape was that shit. They had a whole camera crew in for that shit.
Right.
Come on now, even Pam and Tommy Lee, he was holding the camera most of the time. I mean, think about it now. What motherfucking? I don't know if any of y'all ever made no tape, but I mean, fuck it, I have. But shit, and when I made, I got the camera. I'm holding the motherfucker, smiling.
Not everyone.
No.
Oh well, yeah, you did.
You can just prop the camera up, like.
Yeah, but or get your boy to hold the camera. Feel bad about that, ain't you?
Yeah, damn right, man. I'm Martin Scorsese in that motherfucker. Ain't get shit.
For y'all that don't know, we did some shit when we were younger. We was filming this girl, and she said she was like, "Fuck it, I'm gonna fuck all y'all." Well, I was like, "Fuck it, I'm going first." I mean, it was my idea, so I figured I could do it. So I went first, and my man, he was super tight with the camera. He was getting close ups. He was super tight. So I finished. step up and get ready to pull them trousers down. She said, I'm going to sleep.
Hell nah.
Wait a minute, y'all. Y'all got to understand. Father Time stood in the room like 5 minutes. Like, so I ain't going to get none. You ain't going to give me none. You ain't going to give me none.
I was bamboozled.
He started getting nervous, like, can you come get your boy? Like, no,
he probably wanted to beat your ass.
Who? Beat my ass?
Yours. You took up too much of the time. She sounded like she was down for it, but.
And that was my whole point. What the fuck happened?
I'm saying, man, come on, dog. I didn't take up that much time. I mean,
it is what it is.
Yeah, use the camera, man. You watch that. I mean, shit. Like, great camera work.
Fuck a watching, man. Fuck that shit.
Oh, my God. All right, Kyla, you know what? We like, you did call at the end of the show, but I appreciate you, dog.
I know, I know.
But, so, I mean, I guess before they even cut us off, you got anything you want to get off your chest? Anything you want to say?
No. I'm going to call in tomorrow and see if I can catch it from the beginning.
No, okay. That's what's up. I want to get up out of here before they cut us off. They've been real fucked up with cutting us off lately, so I guess they say I don't know what the fuck is their problem. But
they don't follow rules.
Mia, you got any last words before we get up out of here?
Nah, good show. I'll talk to everybody tomorrow.
That's what's happening. Look, so any last words?
Yeah, I enjoyed myself. I had a whole lot of fun, a lot of laughs, and I'll be back tomorrow night.
That's what's up. Where Miss Pimp at?
Yeah, man, she right here.
Well, I listened to
the Janine show. I did.
You
always learn a lot. I love y'all. But on some irrelevant shit, I'm looking for a house. I'm a networker too. So anybody that knows anybody that's renting a house, I need that like yesterday. But good show as always, and I'll get with y'all tomorrow.
Okay, that's what's happening. And Miss Kyla, I know you came in at the end of the show, but you got any last words for us?
Nope, good night.
She said, nope, you ain't this a bitch? What the hell? You motherfucker, this mean on the damn stuff. Nope.
I mean, okay. I came in at the tail end, so I'll see what's up tomorrow.
That's what's happening. Janine, any last words for us? Janine went to sleep, shit.
Oh, it was so good talking with everybody. Oh, I'm sorry. I was captured by Charlie Hunnam's fine ass on TV.
Yeah, he
watched the Suns.
What you say?
You watching the Suns?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, he all right if you like that type.
Yeah, I do.
I like
but anyway.
Whatever. All right. Father Time, any last words for us?
All right. Good show, Doc. Good show.
That's what's up.
Tomorrow, man. I need to learn about this 50 Shades of Grey shit. Has anybody read that book?
Yeah.
You're late.
Yes, you are real late.
Movie coming out in about 2 months.
I know, I saw the previews, but I heard that shit's supposed to be like, the book was like everything.
Yeah, I think the book's going to be 10 times better. The book's 10 times better than the movie. I think they got the wrong person to play it, but nevertheless.
Okay, it was supposed to be in Jax. That's, you know, when she said Charlie Hunnam, that's what popped in my head, 50 Shades of Grey. He was supposed to play it.
Well, anyway, everybody, she's over there drooling. I like to thank everybody that called in. Thank everybody that listened via internet. Sin City Radio, people. We be back tomorrow, same bad time, same bad channel. We out this bitch.